man, I'm old. They released this the year I graduated from high school. It's Asia on Rock 107. Classic Van Halen on Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Hey, you want to hear some good stuff, some heavy stuff, some hair stuff? Join Twisted Sister frontman and legendary hard rock icon Dee Snider every Saturday night at a new time, 9 p.m. to midnight on Rock 107 every Saturday for a three-hour ride into headbanging heaven. My boy George Carpentier up in Dixon City never misses an episode. You should tune in as well. Here's some classic Queen going out to my boy Anthony Esposito in Pine Brook. Here you go, Anthony. It's classic Queen on Rock 107. Classic David Bowie and Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Your buddy, your pal, Ed Hamilton here with you on the overnight. Well, if you were listening to the show last night, you may have heard me give you some homework. I played a Bowie and Queen song that they worked on together, Under Pressure. You've all heard it a million times. And I said I couldn't remember if they ever actually were in the studio together when they recorded it. And I didn't think they were. So I gave you guys some homework and said, why don't you figure it out and let me know on Facebook. Rock 107 said Hamilton at Facebook. And I'm proud to report that not a single one of you did the homework. So you all get Fs, including myself, because I, of course, didn't do the homework right from the start. But I do have the answer for you now, in case you're wondering how that all turned out. Queen was actually in the studio in Switzerland, and they were working on the song when Bowie stopped by. And Freddie Mercury and the guy said, you know, hey, why don't you throw some backing vocals down and maybe work on another song? And they clowned around for a while. And eventually Bowie jumped in on Under Pressure, and they worked on it together and kind of wrote the song. And the rest is history. But that's how it happened. So I was wrong when I said they didn't record it together. And none of you passed the assignment when I passed out homework. So let that be a lesson to all of us. Coming up, we've got Oasis, also Santana. A little bit later on, we'll get to Motley Crue, some classic Blue Oyster Cult, and Pink Floyd. Stay tuned. Steve Miller Band on Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Your buddy Ed Hamilton on the overnight. Here's a flashback for me. Back in the early 80s, I was a student at college and a big Rock 107 fan, calling in to win tickets to see 38 Special, who I believe was performing at University of Scranton. I'm pretty sure that's where they were playing, but I guarantee you they played this one. Hold On Loosely on Rock 107. Classic Live Metallica on Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. You know, back in the day, we had some shenanigans. Used to have the old, what was it, the Specialty Records. They used to have the plant up in Oliphant, up in the industrial park up there. And one of the listeners called in, one of the guys who worked the overnight shift up at Specialty, and said that the members of Metallica were touring the plant. And I remember calling the switchboard at Specialty and pretending that I was from the airport and that I needed to speak with the pilot who was accompanying the guys from Metallica on the tour. So that's how we got through. One of the callers said, hey, man, they're here in the building now, and they're on the tour, and their pilot's with them. So I call and I ask, can I speak to the pilot? It's an emergency. I'm from the airport. Got to speak to this guy. Pilot jumps on the phone. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm not from the airport. I'm supposed to talk to Lars Ulrich. Can you put him on? So the pilot hands Lars Ulrich the phone, and we do an impromptu rock and roll club interview. This was, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s, but true rock and roll war story for you there. The time Metallica toured the Specialty plant, and I managed to prank my way into an interview with Lars Ulrich. Cool stuff. Greatest of all time, it's the Ramones on Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. You know, I never paid more than $15 to see those guys play, and I probably saw them play half a dozen times. Sadly, they are all gone, with the exception of Markey, one of the drummers, but damn, they were good. Here's a 4 a.m. punch in the mouth for you from Autograph on Rock 107. Here's your quadruple espresso from the Beastie Boys on Rock 107. Come on, no dozing off yet. It's just a few minutes past midnight. Here's Quiet Riot on Rock 107. Classic Journey on Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. And my kid has been getting into the Stone Temple Pilots lately, and he was all excited to hear that they were going to be in the soundtrack for the movie The Crow. So he watched The Crow, and I watched it with him. And I will say, almost 30 years later, I'm not so sure the movie holds up, but great soundtrack, okay film. STP on Rock 107. What's that, a pledge pin on your uniform? Sounds a little different when you're not screaming it, right? Here's Twisted Sister on Rock 107. Here's your 4 a.m. punch in the mouth from Ozzy Osbourne on Rock 107.